It was very unexpected, and everybody had already seen Vogue be successful. They'd been on top for so long. The possibility that Harper's Bazaar could take over under this, quirky new English woman was really appealing.
That's when I actually started out in magazines, was when Elizabeth Tilbaris had gone to Bazaar. And I actually think it was the heyday of magazines because you had two editors who were equals. They were both equally creative, producing magazines that everyone wanted to work for. There wasn't a situation where going to work at Vogue was, better than Bazaar. They both had something to offer. They were both different. But I also think they nurtured the creativity.